I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We are about to be joined by NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Our good buddy used to have him on weekly. We've partied with him at Super Bowls in the past. And we got to ask about this Ed Werder tweet where, get ready for it, Dak is going to come out of this as the highest paid player in the NFL. And a lot of Tolos were not happy about that yesterday. John Daniels live at 9 a.m. plus league reaction to Roger Goodell saying, we're keeping the draft as scheduled. April 23rd to 25th, and you're not to talk about it. Mm. You could be punished as a GM or owner if you speak out against the draft. So get ready for a lot of anonymous quotes. Get ready for a lot of people trying to speak out through Ian Rappaport and other sources. Ian, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing pretty well. What is the status of Dak Prescott? Is he going to come out of this as the highest paid player in the NFL?
I would say there's a chance, you know, and it definitely seems like talks now are kind of headed in the right direction. And, you know, I never got the sense it was really acrimonious before. I never got the sense that both sides were like, all right, this is just not going to work out. They just really just kind of hadn't gotten any closer, hadn't gotten there yet. And I do think now, you know, based on the fact that they're talking, based on the fact that the two sides are kind of coming together and trying to find some sort of solution, that at least now they're working, they're kind of on the same page, and there's hope that something gets done at some point. So, you know, would it pay him more than Russell Wilson? I think it's possible. Look, that's where the quarterback market's going anyway. And when Patrick Mahomes signs, he's going to blow the doors off it regardless of what Dak Prescott gets. So even if he is the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, it's not something that's going to last very long, nor is it something I would say that either side really, you know, it's not like a banner that Dak Prescott needs to carry around or anything.
Ian, from what the guys you've talked to around the league, be it coaches, players, GMs, whatever, Dak becoming super highly paid, is this something that a lot of teams think, yeah, he totally deserves it? Or is this just because next man up, he's a Cowboy, he's a quarterback, whatever?
No, I mean, I think this is, he deserves it. I mean, he's the no question starting quarterback of a team that, I mean, last year they were okay, but a team that's been good. He's young, his character is impeccable. He's the leader of the team. His stats are, you know, I would put his stats up against really any young quarterback, probably, maybe except for Patrick Mahomes. I mean, literally anyone. From the time he started to now, like, the fact that people question whether or not he, quote-unquote, deserves this, I would have a lot of questions for those people, I guess.
I have that question, Ian, so me and you can maybe get into it over that.
Sure.
I just don't think... I just don't think I could use the word great with him so far. I'm petrified over him carrying, you know, some weapons that aren't a great supporting cast. I don't think we've seen it. He's always had a great supporting cast, and I think there's room to get there. But I think this is more, you don't have a backup option versus believing that he's elite.
Yeah, I would say, first of all, if you have any questions about your starting quarterback, and I, from the sense I get, the Cowboys have absolutely zero, have never had questions. I mean, they've been on board with Dak being their future, from what I can tell, for a very long time. You know, I don't get the sense this is a question at all for the Cowboys. As far as the weapons, I mean, he's had a good offensive line. Last year, they weren't great. They were good. He had a 100-year-old tight end and one receiver. So, like, say the weapons, but, like, you know, there's a lot of teams' weapons that I would take over the Cowboys' weapons, right? I mean, it's not like, you know, like, who does he actually have, right? I mean,
well, Michael Gallup is a nice two. Michael Gallup is a nice two. Amari Cooper is a $100 million receiver now. He's had Dez.
Amari Cooper is very, very good, and Zeke is very, very good. Other than that, though, I mean, it's not much. And, you know, there's been times, you know, when Zeke didn't play, he kept the team afloat. I mean, look, to me, here's the thing. To me, let's say you were a crazy person and decided that you wanted the – you said from the Cowboys, all right, well, they can do better than Dak Prescott. What I would say is good luck, because any team knows it is impossible to find a franchise quarterback who checks every single box. I mean, all of these guys get paid. If you're the Rams, you know, they paid Jared Goff without a question. The Eagles paid Carson Wentz without a question. I would take Dak over both of those guys.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. He's been breaking stories left and right, as he does all year long here on the Home of America's Team. Has this thing really been held up over 1 year, Ian, that, you know, the Cowboys want 5 years and Dak wants 4 years? Has this whole thing really been held up over that?
I don't think it's been – first of all, that's an issue, so I don't want to, like, overlook it, because that's a really significant issue. But I don't get the sense it's been held up. More so, it's like there's been no actual reason to do a deal. You know, like, I'm sure Dak would like to see what Mahomes gets. I don't know if he'll actually end up waiting, but I'm sure some of the delay is about that. It's also, you know, there's no reason to do it. No one's playing football for, I mean, honestly, probably now until mid-July. You know, nothing official has been said about the off-season program, but if there is any, it's going to be greatly abbreviated. So there's no actual reason for anyone to get a deal done, except for all of us who'd like to not talk about it, you know, every single day. So that's probably why, you know, something hasn't gotten done. But the years is a major thing. Like, if I'm Dak, which I'm certainly not as rich nor as talented, but if I'm Dak, I would rather a 4-year deal making a little bit less than a 5-year deal making a little bit more. Because the cap's going to go nuts in probably 2 years. It's going to go crazy with the new TV deals. The salaries are going to go even higher. Getting to the market faster, to me, would be more important than getting the high-end average per year. Like, that, to me, is a proper good fight if you're a player. And that's why, you know, more so this year than I can ever remember, we saw free agents taking 3-year deals that don't sound as exciting, but get you to the market faster. That's where the priority should be.
Well said. What do you think of the rest of the Cowboys offseason? RJ and I prioritized Byron Jones over Amari Cooper. It sounds like we were definitely in the minority. The Cowboys disagreed. And then the signings of Dontari Poe and Gerald McCoy. What do you think of the rest of the Cowboys offseason, Ian?
Okay, the Byron Jones versus Amari thing, I've actually thought about that a lot, and, you know, I don't know what the right answer is, because it is extremely hard to find a number one receiver. It's probably just as hard to find a number one corner. I think probably the question is, how good is Byron Jones, right? Because, you know, if you just watch him, he covers this guy all the time. Like, he's everything you'd want, right? We can agree on that, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So, but the statistics aren't good. So if you're a team, would you say, like, it's kind of like Sammy Watkins. He's a really, really good receiver. He does everything you'd want, except he doesn't catch a lot of passes. So, like, how good is he, you know? So I think that's – I don't know on Byron Jones. I know they couldn't have gone wrong either way. I think they chose – you know, they chose making sure their offense has weapons rather than a defender who's really, really good but doesn't have a ton of statistics. As far as the other ones, you know, the most interesting thing to me about free agency is I can kind of see what Mike McCarthy likes, which is he wanted the Cowboys to get bigger up front. You know, so they got a lot bigger on the defensive line. You know, I don't know how many years both those guys have left, but probably two. And if you're going to sign a free agent to a moderate deal, kind of a second wave free agent, having 2 years left, on guys who I don't think we know what Poe's going to make yet, but I know McCoy is 6+. You know, I'd probably rather get two of those than one DJ Reader.
Okay.
For the same price.
Have you heard them in on anyone else? Mid-tier guys, lower-tier guys, bargain basement? Have you heard them connected to anyone else that's out there?
I really haven't. You know, in my mind, unless something kind of pops out of nowhere, it feels like they're mostly done. You know, there's a couple of guys that, I don't know, it would have to be real bargain basement, you know, where basically the kind of thing where, like, you know, you're either going to, you know, sign an undrafted free agent or this veteran for a one-year, $1 million offer. So, I mean, I think they're mostly done. You know, I would say the weirdest thing for the Cowboys probably over the last couple years, three or four, is that I don't feel like they're really that active in free agency, and everyone's always kind of underwhelmed. And then, like, you know, because they've been able to draft and develop so well, they always end up okay, because a lot of times guys they have in the roster that we don't know a ton about, like Michael Gallup last year would be a good example. And I don't know what he's going to be, but the potential is there. You know, we'll see if he can do it consistently and stay injury-free, but the potential is there. Someone on the Cowboys roster will come in and contribute more than a sort of mid-tier free agent might have.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, join us here, 105 through the Fan. All right, NFL draft is on, according to Roger Goodell. Why the hard line stance? The other leagues are pushing it back. Baseball, hockey, they're going to push their draft back. The NFL's not. Why the decision now, and why no commenting against it? They are putting the muzzle on every general manager and owner.
Yeah, I saw that. And that's, you know, I think what they are trying to do is, you know, they're trying to have business as usual as much as humanly possible. So obviously, and I got to run after this, guys, I apologize. You know, after basically the free agent year started, the league year started, because it could theoretically be business as normal. And doing it, going through it, it felt normal. It felt like an escape. I think everyone needs that. So the way teams draft is going to be different. The information they have is going to be different. But the draft is going to go on. It's going to look strange, but it's going to go on, because there's no reason not to, because there's no guarantee that in June it's going to be better. So why not just have it now? And then whenever everyone gets the okay and everything can resume normal, you know, they're kind of ready to go.
Ian, thank you, man. We know you're slammed. Really appreciate it. Good to have you back on the Home of the Cowboys. We'll see you on TV.
All right. Good stuff. Good talking to you guys. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.